You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Kevin Boyd. And we're going to talk about a Darwinian perspective on sleep apnea, attention deficit disorder, and narrow jaws. It's a really interesting discussion. It's something that we've kind of touched on in the past here and there when we talk about evolution and selection. And I can promise you it's going to be very exciting. Then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Thomas Levy. To talk a little bit about orthomoleculars and the relationship, how the difference between synthetic vitamin C and natural vitamin C, how the body treats it, if there are any differences. So you want to stay tuned for that as well. Dr. Kevin Boyd, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be invited to your show.
Oh, thank you so much. That's sweet of you to say. You know, I got to tell you, anytime I And first of all, let me do this. First of all, Dr. Kevin Boyd is not only a board certified dentist, but he specializes in pediatric dentistry. But he also holds an advanced degree in human nutrition and dietetics. And just told me before the show that he's going back to school to study anthropology. Is that right?
That's right. I'm actually halfway to a bachelor's at 58 years old. I need another bachelor's like a hole in the head.
Well, but I got to tell you something. I think that Weston A. Price would be proud of you. For what you're doing, because the work that you're doing is so much more important than just from the dentistry perspective, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be doing this if it weren't for Weston A. Price's influence on me.
Yeah, there you go. And who knew? Okay, so here we go. First of all, before we talk about the subject at hand, I want to kind of just do a little bit of a precursor, because I've been talking about on the show at least for the past 6 or 7 months that the body is perfect. Everything the body does in response to its environment, we have been selected for. It does it for a reason. It's not broken. It's not a problem. The body is doing this for a reason. And in one particular article that you sent to me, I'm looking at Evolution, Medicine's Most Basic Science. There are a couple great examples here. Jaundice, depression, and congestive heart failure. Can we talk about these three just for a second to kind of set the stage for the latter discussion here?
It's your show. I'm following your lead.
Okay, yeah. So I had a baby once that we had to put in a light therapy unit because when we brought him home, he was suffering from jaundice.
Hyperbilirubinemia.
Right. So. And so we think that this is a problem. But in fact, you point out that the body is responding to the breakdown in hemi or iron in the bloodstream, in the blood, and it responds by upregulating the conversion to a very effective scavenger of reactive oxygen species, which is bilirubin, right?
Bilirubin, yep.
So this is not a defect. This is actually the body doing what it does best, and that is adaptation.
That's what a fever is, too. It's trying to make the body uncomfortable for the invading microorganisms.
Well, and even more, I'm so glad we were just talking about this morning, because I'm a huge proponent of sauna, and Dr. Robert Gorder, who is an amazing individual from, used to teach at UC, LA, I believe it was, who now lives in Germany, who was treating various types of cancers with hypothermia therapy, explained that when you raise the body's temperature, it turbocharges the P450 cytochrome cascade, which is responsible for increasing removal of biological waste, as well as increasing the response of the immune system. So, great example. A fever is not a byproduct. It's actually the body doing what it does best, and that is trying to heal itself, right?
Yeah, great book to read. It's called Survival of the Sickest Great book. Oh my God.
I like that.
It's all that stuff, but yeah, we're on the same page.
And then, when I was at the Ancestral Health Symposium, which you actually gave a fantastic talk there,
Thank you.
We talked about depression and that depression is also a reaction from the body when it thinks it's in a sick state and is a natural thing for the body to do to force the animal, the person, to rest more.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, actually, hemochromatosis is a response to bubonic plague. You'll read that in Survival of the Sickest. But, yeah, there's so many things that we just think are aberrant reactions to things, and it's actually the way that the body has learned through natural selection to have these mechanisms to protect us, and they get passed on because it enabled our ancestors to adapt to harsh environments, and we're just realizing that it's a new enlightenment.
And it's amazing to me that physicians don't look at this. Now I see you're a physician who applies critical thinking skills. I find that the majority of the medical orthodoxy are devoid of critical thinking skills. They've been taught to follow, almost like politics, follow the party line, even when it contradicts what you think is right.
Yeah, it's dogma. I mean, there's a fine line. And, you know, religion gives us a good framework to understand how dogma is impacting medical education and dental education. And it is what it is. I mean, we create paradigms that we follow and work for us for a while, and it's hard to break free when we realize there's maybe a better way to do it and modify it and learning from our history. But it's tough. I mean, look at somebody trying to let go of the tooth fairy.
Right. Okay, so since you invoked the tooth fairy, so let's switch gears. So we've just given some illustrations of how the body responds to adapt to its environment. You wrote two great articles, Darwinian Dentistry, and you talk about malocclusion. And so when we talk about malocclusion, we're talking about the bite. Is that correct?
Yeah, occlusion just means the way things come together. You can have an occluded artery. That means the top of the artery and the bottom of the artery to connect together, just like teeth coming together. That's occlusion. And occlusion can, malocclusion really is sort of a technical word to describe a bad coming together. Either the teeth are crooked and crowded and the jaws are misaligned. So we just call all of that malocclusion. What I deal with mainly is what's called skeletal versus dental. You know, when you talk about a need for orthodontics, well, you got to get the jaws right and the teeth right.
Uh-huh.
Well, the new vantage point to look at this is that malocclusion, skeletal malocclusion, you know, the jaws not lining up, of one jaw being too far forward or back, and that never happened till about 300 years ago. And considering that the oldest modern Homo sapiens ever found is almost 200,000 years old. So, you know, we go 200,000 years with perfectly aligned jaws. We died with other problems, but not poorly aligned jaws until the Industrial Revolution. And that's the point of departure. And, you know, you'll find a few crooked teeth in Egyptian, you know, mummified pharaohs and things, but they were privileged people and they ate soft foods, and I won't go into that right now.
Well, no, but it's interesting because we've talked about this on the show. You know, the Egyptians, they invented the both the toothbrush, and they experienced tooth decay at a very, very high rate. And when we look at their style of living and we look at the current American style of living, they're very, very similar. You know, a penchant for sweets, staying up late at night, avoiding what is considered, healthier foods that we understand are healthier from the paleo movement, and look at their empire, where it went.
But most of the skulls that they look at and they find these oral problems, they were privileged classes, maybe not royalty, but nobility, and certainly not proletariat. When you go into the paupers' graveyards and the slaves' graveyards and, you know, slaves and paupers didn't get mummified. But you'll find that their jaws and teeth were all pretty darn good. They died, from other things, but not that. I was listening to Richard Dawkins being interviewed by Randolph Nessie, who is really one of the founders of the Darwinian medicine movement for medical education. And he was talking, Dr. Nessie was talking about some of the things that are rudimentary, like appendix and the blind spot in the retina, and that you know, it's not a perfect design, but you know, there's things that we've hung on to that we just don't really need anymore. And in his laundry list, and I plan on talking to him about this, he put wisdom teeth. You know, why? You know, we don't need those. We have evidence. He didn't say all this, but I've talked to him about it before. Is that, you know, there's evidence that wisdom teeth were absent in 10,000-year-old skulls, which means that maybe natural selection was saying we didn't need them. Mm-hmm. But what we have found in our hypothesis that we're testing, you know, for my anthropology degree project, is that, no, we may not have needed to survive a full complement of wisdom teeth, but what we did need is jaws that would accommodate wisdom teeth if they were there.
Right.
So even when the wisdom teeth were missing, there was room for them, which means that what has happened is there's not room for the tongue. We need jaws that can accommodate our tongues for life in an upward and forward position at rest. And that's a bit complicated, and I will go into it if you want.
Yeah, I do. I want to do that. I want to take a break because this is an interesting discussion. I've done shows about obstructive sleep apnea, and I have I've come out and told my audience. I did a survey. We only put it up there for a few weeks, and over 2,500 men responded. And I asked a simple question: do you snore? And 98.9% of the men said they did. And I talked about this on a show, and I said, obstructive sleep apnea can change the heart morphologically in ways that will shorten your life. And even moderate snoring has been shown to have similar effects, not to the greatest degree, but even moderate snoring can change the rhythm of the heart because the body thinks it's being asphyxiated at night while you're trying
also,
to rest.
Also, the kidneys and the liver, and especially the brain in children. Children who snore are absolutely at risk for neurological deficits.
And we want to talk about this because this is really where the discussion gets really, really good. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Kevin Boyd. This is a very, very exciting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Kevin Boyd. We're talking about the evolutionary changes in the jaw, their relationship to attention deficit disorder, as well as sleep apnea. It's a really, really interesting discussion. Okay, so let's talk about this first, Dr. Boyd. The jaws, our jaws were wider in the past, and they've gotten narrower. So for some reason, we are selecting for this, or is this an evolutionary change as a result of diet, for instance? I have this strong belief that we chewed on bones, and this process changed the way the muscles in the mouth, in the jaw, in the face reacted.
Yeah, my thesis is centered around infant feeding. But yes, we did chew firmer food, but that really doesn't explain the whole picture. I'll just go back to what you said about, in something you said at the beginning of the show, that our bodies are perfect, and I know where you're coming from, but our bodies have the capacity to reach what we call perfection or being matched to our environment. That's what perfection is when we're well matched to our environment. And we, genomically, we all have this tremendous capacity to just have great bodies and minds and functioning systems and all that, but it's our, you know, the environment component is what I'm talking about, is that we have this capacity for oral perfection, jaws and faces and teeth, and I'm talking looks. I mean, Why Raise Ugly Kids, that's the name of a book that was very popular in the 70s.
Wow.
But beauty is quantified in the mid-face and the cheekbones and the lip, all those things. We all have the capacity, and without getting, you know, too bogged down in details, Darwin talks about something called sexual selection. Things that are attractive tend to project to the eye of the beholder that that's somebody who will pass my genes on well, and I'm attracted and I want to mate with them. Well, a face, the mid-face with forward cheekbones and a forward upper lip, all those things that people pay money to have, collagen injections and all that, you can, a child caught early in life, I mean, all those adults you talked about who snore, our hypothesis is that the seeds of that snoring, that potential for apnea, can be picked up, maybe even in utero. Well, I'm working with an interventional radiologist at Medical College of Wisconsin who has 3D, 4D ultrasound imaging that is picking up jaws that are retrusive, massively retrusive, and we're following them through childhood to see, you know, if they develop risk. So that's really going back, but at the very least, I say all children with something I call LTS. It sounds like a syndrome, but it's not. It means less than 6 years of life, years of age, and number of permanent teeth. They're being ignored. They're being neglected, if you will, by people who do orthodontics, not just orthodontists, but people who see children, whether they're pediatricians, parents. They can be trained to look in the mouth and look at certain things that say, this is a kid that, who might be at risk for sleep-disordered breathing, of which apnea is the worst-case scenario, and ADD, because there's a continuum of nighttime breathing and amount of oxygen that gets to the brain in a growing child. And ability to pay attention.
It makes perfect sense. And you know what? And I know I'm around some young children who sleep over the house. My Elisa's niece and nephew. And I know that one of them snores. And I thought, you know, I don't think I snored when I was a kid. I started snoring later on in life. And I'm thinking to myself, gee, if this child is snoring at this age, what's going to happen when he or she is, you know, 20 years old? Are they going to develop sleep apnea?
Look up yourself and your readers, Karen Bonnick, B-O-N-N-U-C-K, and snoring children and attention. And it, just Google those words, and you will see the evidence, thousands of children over 8 years. So if you have a sleepover, you as a good parent and a good friend to this, you must say something now. You can't be silent. Once you understand the evidence that supports it, your child may be at risk for neurological deficits.
And let's talk about this just for a second. So one of the things that I learned about the heart and the nervous system and obstructive breathing at night, which could be even just moderate snoring, because the body interprets mm-hmm. this as a resistance to be able to inhale, and it gets the body basically, you know, I'm not a scientist, but what happens is the nervous system goes, oh, my gosh, we're not going to get oxygen, and it kind of freaks out. And this happens over and over and over and over and over again at night, and it starts to tilt the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system to a more fight flight type of a response. So even when you're just breathing normally, your heart rate variability can be so erratic because your heart thinks, uh-oh, here comes another episode. We're not going to get any oxygen, and it overreacts. So the same could be happening to the brain, the nervous system of the brain. So this child is just breathing normally.
Right.
And maybe breathing shallow, and the brain goes, oh, my God, here comes another one of these events.
Everything you said is 100% spot on. I'm really delighted that you have an understanding of heart rate variability. It's a brand new vital that a lot of healthcare providers don't know about. But what you're talking about is end organ damage, and whether it's the heart, which absolutely you're very fluent on that, but there's as much or more information on neurological development, and you know, any organ, kidneys, spleen, everything can be affected by this. And one thing that you did not mention in your conversation, and again, this is a new tool for you,
right,
is that you mentioned resistance to getting air. And what you really need to include in the conversation, and this was a light bulb moment for me, it's inability to move air efficiently through the nasal sinuses and through the nose. Now, why is nose breathing so much better than mouth breathing? Mouth breathing is junk food air. It's junk air. It's for emergencies. Go to McDonald's only when you're in a hurry, on the highway forever, the kids are screaming. Don't make it regular. Nose breathing is paleo air, and I just introduced that concept after listening to everybody at the.
Why is it so different, Dr. Boyd?
Okay, well, here we go. Most people get the filtration. You got hairs in your nose, right?
Right.
But that is, you know, that's for big particulate matter. You have these things in your sinus. You have a paranasal. It's like a cave complex. It's called the paranasal sinus complex, and lining the paranasal sinus complex are cells that contain a chemical. It's called nitric oxide synthase.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, all it is L-arginine. It's an amino acid. And when the turbinates, and what is the root word of turbinates, but turbine,
right,
it speeds up the air and catalyzes the conversion of nitric oxide synthase to nitric oxide. One nitrogen, one oxygen. Not nitrous oxide. That's laughing gas.
Right.
That's something different. Nitric oxide is a powerful antioxidant. It is a powerful antimicrobial. It is a powerful vasodilator. It is responsible for sterilizing nasally breathed air, dust mites, fungi.
Oh, my
bacteria.
God. You know, a light bulb just went off my head. That's why PDE5 inhibitors cause people to have stuffy noses.
Well, you're more versed on that than I am. I've learned a lot from you already just by your opening comments. But the nitric oxide is so little understood by the medical profession. I've learned all this from academic ear, nose, and throat doctors taught me about nitric oxide. And it is really, again, dust mites are the bane of society, especially children. That dust mites live on dead skin. And, you know, a mattress will weigh 10 pounds more after, 10 years. It's a pound a year of dead skin that's getting eaten up by dust mites. And so many kids, that's why they mouth breathe. That's why the tonsils and adenoids are getting big on these kids.
Oh.
You get them to be primary nose breathers, especially at night. And I think you're going to see a lot of adenotonsillar hypertrophy, you know, the growing of the tonsils and that obstructs the airway even more. You'll see that diminish. So getting it's the nose breathing is important. It's not the snoring through the mouth. That's still crappy air and it's obstructed. But if you're breathing unobstructed through the nose, a child will live longer, a child will look better, and a child will live better. I mean, it's just, so don't leave out the, and I'll send you a narrative on how nose breathing, it filters the air, it releases nitric oxide. The person who discovered this got a Nobel Prize for it, commonly known as taking nitroglycerin tablets for angina pectoris, chest pain. It's the same mechanism that it vasodilates. But it also, the nasal sinus complex, warms air up to 98.6. We don't breathe in air that's 98.6, but it must reach the alveoli of our lungs at 98.6 for maximum diffusion into the vasculature, to the brain. And it also warms and humidifies. You know, the air we breathe is not the same humidity as our bodies. So we are designed by nature, natural selection, to be nose breathers. Mouth breathing is bad, bad, bad. It's for emergencies only.
Well, I'll tell you something before we go into this break. I'm just going to put this out there. I've not done any research into what I'm about to say, and I'm obviously not a learned scholar who can say these things. But there's a lot of interest in intranasal delivery of things like insulin, because one of the things that's unique about the nose that cocaine users have understood for a long time is that when you put something in your nose, it goes right to the brain. The single best way to get past the blood-brain barrier, the Trojan horse of the blood. I mean,
I'm going to use that in my next talk. That is a great analogy, a lot of my audience can identify with.
Well, and you know what? Think about this for a second. That means that the brain gets first pick of the oxygen.
Yeah.
So to speak, as it's going through the nose.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
And you bypass that very, very simple phenomenon by breathing through your mouth. Not to mention something else that you mentioned that I wear an MRD at night because I snore. And one of the things I know is when
Do they know what that is? Explain that.
A mandibular repositioning device. Yes, we've talked about it on the show, actually.
Okay, because I do it in 3-year-olds. I get referred from sleep medicine at Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. I'm putting 3-year-olds in these MRDs.
One of the things I noticed is when you snore, the uvula, the fleshy portion that hangs in the back of your throat.
Yeah, the soft palate.
It becomes stretched. It becomes fuller. It becomes bigger, and it's almost like it's almost like a vicious cycle. The more you snore, the more you're going to snore because this thing becomes bigger and more obstructive over time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the key is to get you, and I strive to breathe through my nose, but I have allergies. And a lot of times right before bed, it seems like my nose gets stuffed. And I've been using things like Ocean and saline and stuff like that, but they just don't get the job done completely. We have to take a break. This is such an exciting discussion. There is so much good information in this discussion. When we talk about longevity, we talk about health. This is something that is so rudimentary. The ability to sleep. We talk about the importance of sleep and sleep hygiene all the time and how the magic of sleep recuperates, regenerates, and heals the body. You are not sleeping well if you are not breathing well at night. You can't. I don't care how much melatonin you take. I don't care if your temperature is set at the 63 degrees in your room. You get all the black light out, the white light out. You do all the things that are so popular today. If you are snoring at night, I am saying to you, you are not getting restful sleep. And we need to understand this better because it has to be eradicated. This is probably one of the single most important portions of being able to utilize sleep for longevity and regeneration. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Dr. Tom Levy, orthomolecular medicine specialist, is going to talk about the difference between synthetic and natural vitamin C. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Kevin Boyd. We're talking about changes in the jaw that are at the root of obstructive breathing at night. We just covered the importance of breathing through the nose. So, okay, so, Dr. Boyd, let's say I'm a parent and I have a child and I'm noticing that my child is snoring. What are my options? What can I do? I know that there's new surgical procedures for adults where they put fibers in the palate. Are these realistic approaches, or is an MRD the way to go? What do we do?
Well, that's, you bring up a really important point, is that, you know, once the dog chases the bus and catches the bus, what does the dog do with the bus? And it's that same, you know, if that's a good metaphor, we get all these kids assessed as having sleep-disordered breathing and apnea, and then what? There aren't a whole lot of pediatric sleep medicine physicians in the world, in North America. There's not dedicated sleep centers for children, and children are not small adults. And it's, so that said, just getting the pediatrician involved, and sometimes I learn a lot from my patients, and sometimes a parent can say, look, my kid's snoring, and I know there's evidence to suggest that this could be causing neurological problems later in life, and what can we do? So just initiating the conversation, I think. But in terms of finding somebody, I'm lucky. I'm in Chicago, and I'm on a sleep medicine team, and I know how to do this special orthodontic treatment called BioBlock Orthotropics, which, you know, there's only a handful of us trained in it. So it's a non-surgical intervention to get kids' jaws in better shape to receive, you know, to breathe better through the nose early in life. But so I don't, you know, it's so frustrating. I don't have a simple answer for that question, but it's a great question.
You know, there's two issues here. There's two issues here, right? We have the jaw and the aperture that it creates. But then we also have the nasal passages, which in and of itself could be challenging because you have children with severe allergies, stuffy nose when they're going to sleep at night. Parents need to keep track. If your child says my nose is stuffed at night, I can tell you this firsthand. I did not get a good night's sleep the other night because right before bed, my nose got stuffed. And even with my MRD in, I ended up breathing through my mouth. And I know I breathe through my mouth because I wake up in the morning, my gums, my tongue is all dried out because my nose is stuffed. I did not sleep well because I even snored with the MRD in my mouth. When I can't close my mouth and breathe through my nose, I end up snoring. If your child is going to bed and complaining that their nose is stuffed, you can pretty much bet that they're not going to sleep well.
Well, one of the things you can tell everybody is that if you have pets, those pets are not allowed anywhere near that child's bedroom, ever, even when the kid's at school, especially at night, because pet hair is just not a good thing. I would buy the best humidifier and air cleaner that money can buy and put it in the kids' room, rip up all carpet, have clean wood floors, wash the sheets and the duvet cover two or three times a week because dust mites, you know, it's just the worst. And, you know, those are things you can do right away for your child. And I just sort of like, oh, my God, people are like, this is going to be expensive. Or, you know, but when they see it as a component of good parenting, nobody cares. They'll rip up the carpet. But people have to be convinced about this. And this is a new paradigm. It really is. I'm a dentist, and I've virtually almost eliminated tooth decay in my large Chicago urban practice. Because this is all I do. I focus all day long on airway for kids. And I start, you know, the first conversation I have with people isn't about sugar. I've already done that. People, you know, they get it. And I talk about sleep. Well, what's a dentist talking about sleep for? Well, the shape and architecture of the jaws early in life can set the stage, you know, for a lifetime of healthy, long nasal breathing. And we're just now starting to get it, Carl. So I don't know. It's,
you know, when I started to look at snoring, when snoring became a problem for me and I started looking at it, I started talking to the audience about it and getting feedback from the audience and the men in the audience who snore and so on and so forth, I started to think that there was something going on because my dad didn't snore even at 80, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something going on here that in combination with the small jaw, it gives mm-hmm. us no margin for leeway any longer. And one of the things that I was doing some research on snoring, and I came across something that seemed a little harebrained, and it was something called a dirigidoo. It's a very, very big tube.
Yeah, from New Zealand.
Yeah,
Australia.
Right. So they said, hey, you know, playing the dirigidoo, and actually a University of California in Los Angeles did a study where playing the dirigidoo for 6 months reverse snoring completely in the individuals in this study. Now, nobody's reduplicated this study, so you have to take it with a grain of salt. That made me think of something. There's a population out there that we can ask this question to. Do you snore? That is people who play saxophones or windwoods for a living, that they practice every single day. Do you snore? Because I would love to find out if a professional musician who plays an instrument where they are required to blow has somehow elevated the strength of the musculature above the palate so that they compensate for the fact that they have small jaws and they don't snore later in life.
And lip seal, they're the orbicularis oris muscle that circles your lips. I mean, that gets stronger. So you get, it's easier to have good, proper lip seal. So you don't get leaks coming, you know, through there. Yeah, do you know, are you familiar with oral myofunctional therapy, OMT?
No, what is it?
Well, you need to get Joy Moeller from UCLA. She's used to teach this there, but OMT is something we use. We have one in our office that works with kids just on tongue posture and oral posture. And Joy gives a great lecture on the dirigidoo. And she's got the literature from, you know, there's more than one study.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, so get Joy, M-O-E-L-L-E-R. She's in L.A., and she's amazing. And
I'll
help set that up for you.
We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, you mentioned something that your group does to work with these children. I'd just like you to kind of just explain what that is for the audience so that maybe they can go in and intelligently speak to their dentist for their children. You're listening to Dr. Kevin Boyd. We're talking about right now a very, very important subject. And I know snoring in adults is important, but it's even more important in children. If your child snores, you need to consider trying to find ways to eliminate that as best as possible. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best. period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Way Natural USA banner ad today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
You happy?
Dr. Boyd.
Hi.
Hi. So explain the procedure that your group utilizes. What exactly is it? You said it's non-surgical. Is it a combination of therapies that you've found to work?
Yeah, it's non-surgical advancement of not just the lower jaw, but the upper jaw as well. And real quickly, I'll just tell you that the point of departure from traditional orthodontics is A, we get in under the age of 5, and B, we don't just widen the upper jaw, but we push it forward where it belongs. The norms that most, and I have some classical training in orthodontics. I'm not an orthodontist. I'm a pediatric dentist, but I had to learn it according to the classic tradition. And it doesn't recognize the genomic potential of our ancestors. It's based on how people looked in 1950. Most everybody's upper jaw is too far back, but because it's not in an underbite, most orthodontists don't say the upper jaw is too far back. And they say, wait till the kid's 8, 9, 10 years old. And it's like, well, now with this airway issue, we can't do that anymore. We have to start paying attention to these little kids. So what we do in a kid who we've diagnosed and measured that their upper jaw and, of course, the lower jaw are both too far back and impinging the airway, is that we start doing things to widen and bring the upper jaw to its proper forward position, so then we can advance the lower jaw to meet the upper jaw, and it brings the base of the tongue and all that musculature off the back of the throat and opens up that part of the airway. Now, that part of the airway is called the oro and hypopharynx, but the nasopharynx is where the adenoids are, and that's where air comes in through your sinuses. And the turbinates and the nose, they call it the capsule. There's all kinds of places that air can get impinged. But what we're taking care of is we're widening the floor of the sinuses and lengthening it and making room for the tongue. And by bringing the jaws forward, we're increasing the area in the back of the throat called the pharynx so that it's a big super highway instead of a little narrow path.
Right.
The treatment is called BioBlock Orthotropics. It was invented.
How long does it take for the? I'm sorry. It was invented
it's
by
okay.
Who? Was
it? It was Dr. John Mew. He's 82 years old, armchair anthropologist, oral surgeon, orthodontist who invented this in the 50s after looking at skulls in the British Museum and saying, "Aha, that's how we all should look."
How long does it take for the children's jaws to start to make the changes that reduce the obstruction?
Well, depending on, like I said, I get kids sent over to me from the hospital that are slated for jaw surgery. Some of them have a syndrome, a disorder called Pierre-Robin, where their jaws are really narrow. And we can widen them and bring them forward, and they start, I mean, within weeks or a few months, you start to see improvements. And there's one kid that we're polishing on that we actually cured of sleep apnea, and it's going to be in a pediatric sleep medicine textbook. I wrote the chapter with the editor It's in press right now, and I'll, you know, I'd be happy to share this information with
the
readers.
Please.
But it's you're married to these kids, and a lot of, you know, orthodontics says, wait till they're 10, we'll straighten their teeth then. Well, if all you want is straight teeth, yeah, you can wait. But if you want straight teeth on jaws that can accommodate a good nasal airway, you have to get in early. You just do. It's just the way it is. I think infant feeding has something to do with it. Our ancestors all breastfed at will for 3 years and chewed hard food, and you know, so. But I'm not suggesting women have to do that. I just say we've got to find another way, and this is certainly one avenue to it. BioBlock, Orthotropic.
No, I think breastfeeding is very important for, we've talked about breastfeeding on the show, but more importantly, you know, one of the things that you pointed out in one of the articles, which is really true, is that the formation of bone, or even the modification of bone, is a result of the use of the bone, for instance. We see those of us who engage in very, very heavy resistance training, we know our bones actually get thicker because of an upregulation in bone mineral uptake as a result of the body trying to super compensate for the work that we do. And the same is true of, look at children who suck their thumbs. You know, their teeth protrude, their whole jaw changes as a result of that. And there are things that are being done or not being done today that are causing children's jaws perhaps to malform.
Well, it's pretty simple. It really is. Remember, the tongue is a muscle, and it can press up on those very malleable bones. They're like the soft spots on the baby's head, and the brain can expand the head. Well, the tongue can expand the midface and the palate, because there's all kinds of little soft spots up there. And what breastfeeding and infant feeding, with a paleo diet or baby-led weaning does, is that it forms these little fontanelles, and it trains the tongue to go from sucking to chewing, even before a baby has teeth.
Interesting.
You know, a baby's born with a visceral suck swallow, and if you put a kid on Gerber and bottles right away, it never goes away. And that's really the main cause. Malocclusion is not a disease. It's a symptom of a poorly postured tongue. And if a baby can have their tongue, you know, I call the breast the professor of the tongue. It teaches the tongue how to first suck, and then as the weaning process happens, the tongue starts to not suck anymore and lateralize food to the gums and chew. And then the tongue rests up there for the rest of the life and builds a nest for itself. So that's oversimplifying it, but it is simple. And oral facial myology, OMTs, this is the greatest thing that's happened to dentistry and healthcare is OMT.
Can adults benefit from this, or is this simply the
unequivocally?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Unequivocally.
I've often thought that I would love to strap put a strap around the top of my head under my jaw and keep my mouth closed, assuming that I can guarantee that my nose will not be stuffed at night, to force myself to breathe through my nose, because I know I sleep better when I breathe through my nose. And even sleeping on my side doesn't help. The MRD definitely helps. But
you can,
is that a dangerous approach?
Well, I wouldn't. You know, we actually suggest a small piece of surgical tape over your lips, because it's use it or lose it. Your nasal airway will become patent. I'll put you in touch with John Mew, who invented this whole thing, and he talks about, in adults, of regaining patency of your nasal airway by putting just a little thin piece of tape, surgical. It'll break off if you got to breathe.
Right.
So I want to put you directly in touch with John Mew. You need him on your show.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
I've often thought that if I could just do one, if I can contribute to one mission with the show, I would love to be able to get the guys out there to overcome their snoring, because I know that they'll have longer, healthier lives.
Well, it's also snoring in adults makes it affects the obesity. I mean, obesity is not good, but if you don't get good sleep, and this has been shown, evidence-based in children, and it changes the appetite-regulating neuropeptides.
Right.
And craving carbohydrates, and when we were hunter-gatherers, meant you were unsuccessful hunting fat and protein, meat, right?
Right.
So you don't sleep well. It doesn't behoove you to sleep well when your clan is starving. So that, you know, you don't sleep well and you crave carbohydrates. What did that mean? Fruits and vegetables. You know, so there's certainly an evolutionary way to look at this.
Sleep hygiene, just because you close your eyes and lay still for 8 hours doesn't mean that you're sleeping well.
Right.
This is evidenced in people who take prescription sleep drugs like Ambien have the same rate of cancers as shift workers, because even though they're laying still for 8 hours, they're not sleeping. They're not oscillating through the stages of sleep. And another way to interrupt.
Well, Ritalin does the same thing in children. It takes care of one symptom of ADD, and that's paying attention. And they think they're curing it, but it's further destroying rapid eye movement sleep.
Interesting.
So the drug that they give for ADD is actually contributing more to it long term, and the kid's lifelong addicted to it. And then they have to take downers from the uppers,
right?
And they're addicted to those, and that further destroys REM sleep. So there's a paradigm shift. We got to get away from the drugs and recognize kids earlier.
Dr. Boyd, we're coming to the end of the interview. Do you have any upcoming lectures or any books?
I do. I am just hit Discovery in the Desert. I'm going to be speaking. The title of my lecture is, I had it written down here. But anyway, and then as we look for that title, at NYU, the American Academy of Physiological and Medical Dentistry is having a pediatric sleep assessment course to train doctors, teachers, anybody who wants to come and learn pediatric sleep assessment. They can come to this meeting in December. It's the AAPMD, American Academy of Physiological and Medical Dentistry in New York. I'm on the board of directors there. So those are the, and then, you know, my articles in the Journal of the American Orthodontic Society. Just hit Darwinian Dentistry, Journal of the American Orthodontic Society.
Okay.
And, you know, you can...
Does your practice have a website?
Yeah, Dentistry for Children, the number 4, .net.
Okay.
And
if there are any dentists out there who want to reach out to you and learn more about what you do, maybe for their practices here, they can do that?
They certainly can. You can email me to my personal email.
There you go.
KBO569@gmail.com. And I'm still looking for the title of my lecture, but I don't know where it is.
But you said we could find it. We could find it at Discovery in the Desert. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Discovery in the Desert. It's a holistic group of physicians and dentists and healthcare providers. It's called ACAM. Capital A. It's an integrative medicine group. They're amazing, and they've invited our whole group from the AAPMD to do a day-long symposium.
That's
on
excellent.
This. So, ACAM, Discovery in the Desert, and I'm going to be talking about infant feeding, and it's called Infant Feeding, Sleep Deprivation, and Evolutionary Fitness. That's the title of my talk.
I love it.
It's on Thursday, November 21st. It's in Palm Springs. That's great. The World Health Organization just invited me to deliver this on the island of Aruba, and their health minister is doing major changes relative to this because of this work that we're doing. So that can be online if you, World Health Organization Aruba. I did that in, I think, June. But
so you can probably download that. Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show today, Dr. Boyd.
PACO, P-A-C-O. That's the World Health Organization thing I did.
So, P-A-C-O?
P-A-C-O, okay. Pan-American Conference on Childhood Obesity.
I'm going to put all the articles that you sent to me in my blog so that people can download them there as well.
Great. Well, thanks so much. I mean, Carl, this has been wonderful. I've just enjoyed speaking with you and the discourse. I learned a lot from you today, too.
Thank you so much. That's a very, very kind of you to say. And I applaud the work that you're doing. And we'll have you back on. I'm going to be in touch with you very shortly for another reason, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Okay. All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Thomas Levy on. We're going to talk about the difference between synthetic and natural vitamin C. Is it worth the money? We'll find out.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day. And sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back.
back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub kinetic cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about kinetic cream by visiting phoenixbioperformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's phoenixbioperformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. I don't think we need to discuss the benefits of vitamin C any longer. Everybody knows the benefits of vitamin C. And lots of people are taking vitamin C. But are you taking a vitamin C that may not produce the desired effects? Is there a difference between synthetic vitamin C and natural vitamin C? We're going to talk to Dr. Thomas Levy now, who is a board-certified cardiologist. He's written 6 books. And is really, in my humble opinion, an orthomolecular expert. How you doing, Dr. Tom?
Good, fine. Thank you, sir.
Okay, so there's a lot of vitamin C out there. Most people go to the grocery store, and vitamin C is ubiquitous and extremely inexpensive. You can buy huge amounts of it for dollars. But is that all the end story? Is that vitamin C good? How do we know, first of all, what is synthetic and what is natural form of vitamin C?
Well, the only way you'd know whether it was a synthetic or natural source vitamin C would be by looking at the label or going to the company that makes it. Let me rapidly add, though, that vitamin C is ascorbic acid, ascorbate, and whether it's derived from a plant or a fruit, or whether it's synthesized in the laboratory, as long as purified processes are done, it is of absolutely no difference and no consequence. I understand there's a bit of a hysteria out there these days. There's so many things that are made and are synthesized, and there's not a lot of attention paid to purity, so people very much like to hear that something is natural without really understanding what the word natural means. But make no doubt about it, all the phenomenal work that Dr. Frederick Klenner did earlier in this century earlier in the previous century, in the 1950s and 1960s, where he cured a wide array of infectious diseases, a wide array of intoxications, he did with pure ascorbic acid or sodium ascorbate. I believe his products were isolated from natural forms, but I also believe he used, at times, products that were just purified in the laboratory. The point is if you have a product that is properly produced and properly purified, and you're just left with a certain molecule, it doesn't matter where that molecule came from.
Interesting.
So what we're also seeing, though, is we're seeing a lot of companies seize on the idea of something being purified or being synthesized to say, well, we have a natural product. Well, let me just say this. If you have a natural product, that's fine. If it came from fruits and vegetables, that's fine. But it does not necessarily mean you have a superior product. And this is where a lot of the confusion comes.
Well, now, and I think some of the confusion could actually arise as a result of things like vitamin E. So there are synthetic forms of vitamin E that have proven not to be as effective as natural forms of vitamin E. I'm trying to think of what the denoting a nomenclature is that is in front of the, I guess, DL. I think some of, like, the DL form of vitamin E is synthetic, and it doesn't work as good. But what you're saying is that's because that's not the same molecule as the natural forms of vitamin E.
Right. In the case I'm talking about, I mean, Dr. Klenner got his fabulous results with plain old vitamin C, ascorbic acid, as it came from the manufacturer. What's happening today is they're coming out with things called vitamin C complex or
yes.
natural vitamin C.
Right, right.
Which is a vitamin C with bioflavonoids and other antioxidants. And let me say up front, that's a fine product. I mean, the more antioxidants and antioxidant nutrients you can take along with your vitamin C, the better. The only problem is buying the, as they say, vitamin C complex or natural vitamin C makes the taking of a set amount of vitamin C a much more expensive proposition. And if money is no problem, well, a product like that is fine. If money is a problem, it can prevent you from being able to take the total amount of vitamin C that's best for you because it makes it prohibitively expensive.
Right.
When you add to that the fact, and this is where things get really shady, if you will, a lot of these companies are just bold-faced lying and starting out by saying vitamin C is not ascorbic acid. And that's a complete bold-faced lie.
What are they saying vitamin C is in their case?
They're saying it's this complex inside plants and fruits. And the whole point is Dr. Klenner did not treat his patient with ground-up fruits and vegetables. He treated his patients with purified vitamin C.
Right, right.
And Dr. Albert St. George, who won the Nobel Prize for discovering vitamin C, did not discover a vitamin C complex. He did not discover some wide array of substances inside plants. He discovered purified ascorbic acid.
Right.
So this is really bad unless these people are seriously misled and seriously intellectually compromised. That's one thing. Otherwise, what they're doing is being malicious.
Yes, they're taking advantage.
I deliberately telling people it's not vitamin C.
Well, about a year or so ago, I had a gentleman on my show, and we started talking about vitamin C, and he promoted a form of vitamin C. I want to say he called it L-ascorbate. And this happened to be the vitamin C product that he promoted on his website and he sold personally. And I remember him saying that unless you're taking L-ascorbate, you're wasting your money because the vitamin C you're buying is already oxidized in the bottle. And he gave all these reasons. And I thought to myself, people have been taking vitamin C for a very, very long time. And it wasn't L-ascorbate, and it works. And all the people who've done research on vitamin C didn't use L-ascorbate. How could he make these claims? And now I realize he made these claims because he sold a very expensive form of vitamin C. That was his product, so he promoted it as being the only one that was effective. This is an example of what you're saying, right?
Yes, and it's also a thing where, I mean, it's fine. Supplement makers have to make money. but they shouldn't try to undermine other good supplements with bold-faced lies. That's where the problem is. I mean, like I said, if you take vitamin C and you take bioflavonoids and rutin and quercetin and a bunch of other great stuff,
rose hips,
that's fine. The more antioxidants, the merrier. But you're taking vitamin C in a fashion that makes it needlessly more costly.
Interesting. So you really don't need the more expensive form. You can just get the basic form of ascorbic acid. But now we're going to take a break. So I think really then the discussion has to take a different direction. So if any form of vitamin C is good, I guess the delivery of the vitamin C really makes the difference. We're going to do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking about the difference between synthetic vitamin C and natural forms of vitamin C. And as we just discovered, they're both effective. They're going to both produce the same results that you're looking for. So what really should we be thinking about when we think about vitamin C? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo, mic check, mic check. Yeah, here you go. He over here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I heard he got that hot new thing.
We're talking with Dr. Thomas Levy. His website is peakenergy.com. So, Dr. Levy, what is the important thing about vitamin C? Or is there anything important? Should people just go out and buy whatever they want and just take that? Or is there something that does need to be considered?
Well, there are better forms of vitamin C than others that you can take. But the main difference is price. Okay? If your finances are limited, then you just get basic sodium ascorbate powder, which is available at Amazon.com and other places, and take several grams a day. You can take more depending on whether or not it causes bowel problems, but basically, untold number of people for a huge number of years now have gotten a great deal of relief from their colds and their flu and their aches and their pains by taking regular old sodium ascorbate powder or ascorbic acid powder. I only say sodium ascorbate because some people can have a little bit of an upset stomach with the ascorbic acid, but both forms are highly effective. Now, these days, there's another formulation available called liposome encapsulated. I am a consultant to the company that makes this, but let me say, although it's a more costly form of vitamin C, it's also a much more effective form of vitamin C because it has a special type of encapsulation in something called liposomes that allows a very large amount of the vitamin C taken to eventually be delivered directly inside the cell. So you get what's called the ultimate bioavailability. Now, as I said, it's not necessary to take this form of vitamin C, but I will say, if finances don't limit you, it's a much more rapid and effective way to get a response to an acute infective syndrome, an acute virus. And in some cases, my observation has been you can get as dramatic a response to 4 or 5 grams of this form of vitamin C taken orally as you can with a much larger dose given intravenously. And that's, again, because the liposomes get it inside the cell, whereas even when you put it inside the vein, a certain amount of energy has to be spent to get the vitamin C inside the cell. So all these things are out there. The important thing is that you see the word ascorbate, that ascorbate is part of your preparation. If ascorbate is in there, then you have vitamin C, and the only questions are cost, what else you might be taking with it, any other components that might be increasing the price, like the bioflavonoids we talked about. But as long as you're getting a multi-gram dose, multi-thousand milligram dose of vitamin C or ascorbate on a daily basis, you're in all likelihood helping your body an enormous degree, regardless of your underlying condition.
Do you think that it's wise to, is it as effective to take a single dose, a large dose of vitamin C, or is it better to stretch it out across the day, maybe across two doses, for instance? Are the peak blood levels of vitamin D, do they rise and fall rapidly?
Well, when you're taking regular vitamin C, not the liposome encapsulated form, it is important to take it several times a day if you don't want to have periods during the day where the levels drop down fairly low. That's because vitamin C, in its regular form, it gets into the blood, it gets into the tissues, but a lot of it that's in the blood gets excreted out the urine again, so it does not have what's called a long half-life. This is also an advantage to the liposome encapsulated vitamin C because just taking it one time a day gives you good protection throughout the day.
Are there any people that high doses of vitamin C are contraindicated? I know that vitamin C has the ability to increase the presence of glucose in the blood, and so, as such, when doctors or physicians are doing a glucose tolerance test, they'll specifically tell a patient, now don't take any vitamin C the night before or the morning of, because it can actually cause an irregular response under the curve. So does this speak to people who have insulin resistance issues or no?
No, it's good for those folks too. What happens oftentimes when they're checking for glucose is some of the ways in which they check for glucose cross-reacts with vitamin C, because vitamin C is very closely related chemically to the molecule glucose.
Ah.
So some of the things measure glucose will also measure vitamin C, and give you the impression that your glucose is much higher than it is.
So vitamin C doesn't have an effect on glucose, but it may present itself as glucose on the test.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing. So with that understanding, Dr. Levy, does vitamin C provide some sort of benefit for individuals who are fasting, where blood sugar levels are dropping and they may actually experience periods of hypoglycemia? Can vitamin C be used the way glucose is used by the body?
Well, that's a pretty interesting question. I don't know that the study has been done, but it's been my own observation that when blood sugars drop really low and you have a large amount of vitamin C circulating in the blood, you have substantially less of the low glucose hypoglycemia symptoms. So I suspect the answer to your question is yes, although I can't say that that issue has been well-defined or well-researched yet.
Interesting. All fantastic discussion. Do you continue to fight to try to get people to understand the real power of vitamin C? I think that Linus Pauling fought very hard, and I think that he was somehow castigated as a zealot. Vitamin C is not the answer to everything. Do you have to deal with that still till today, or have people finally come around and realize, wow, vitamin C is a really, really amazing molecule, and it has a pleiotropic effects on the body?
Well, just based on the email that I get, and I get a very large amount of it because my email address is readily available on my website, and people can ask me questions, although I can't engage in long answers. And I'll tell you that there is an increasing awareness of vitamin C, but it's mostly amongst the laypersons. There is more vitamin C in, quote, the alternative medicine community, but it still hasn't dented the mainstream very much. I just got an email today about someone who's in the ICU and the family member wants to get vitamin C to him. And I said, well, it can't be done without the doctor. And amazingly enough, the doctor has emailed me, and so I'm going to try to have an interaction with this person so that this patient can get some form of vitamin C and perhaps get out of his critical situation. So things are changing. They're changing very slowly. But I will say it's very frustrating that, to my knowledge, there is not one single hospital in the entire United States of America where you're not going to get some grief or just get completely blocked if even as a doctor you want to give intravenous vitamin C.
And you know what? And the first edict of the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And if anything, a doctor should always try something that he knows will not do any harm. And if nothing else, even if he doesn't think it has any benefit, he may be surprised by the results. And if it does no harm, then he should not feel he's putting the patient at risk. So the reluctance for doctors to try anything outside of their what's in their little bag of tricks at the moment that they know does not have the potential to harm the patient, they should say, well, it won't harm them. What the hell? Let's try it. Let the patient get it. Let them do it. But my frustration with physicians is, and I'm talking about the medical orthodoxy, Dr. Levy, and the ones who don't apply critical thinking skills to their practices, and that is, they will readily give a patient something that has well-known, well-defined, undesirable effects on the body to treat a symptom. And they somehow can resolve their conscience to do that, even though the first edict of the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm. So they know that they're giving a patient something that's treating symptom A, but destroying all these other processes may cause these other disorders as a side effect, yet they don't have a problem doing that. But when a patient's family comes and says, well, we want to give, our dad, some curcumin, pills, or we'd like to see an intravenous vitamin C. No. We're not doing that. It's like that to me, that is clearly a blockade, that is designed to protect a vested interest, in my humble opinion.
Absolutely no question. And in my humble opinion, there's a lot of docs on intravenous, on intensive care units today that should be held up on manslaughter charges for denying patients something that is documented to be the safest application of an agent of all pharmaceuticals known, with effects, of course, that they still deny can take place. But the point being, as you said up front, why not do something known not to harm and by many people felt to be very good, especially when you're saying, gosh, your mother, father, brother, sister is probably going to be dead in another 48 to 72 hours.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, they'll put a person into hospice and remove a feeding tube without a problem, but they won't give them intravenous vitamin C while they're at that same stage of death's door. It's baffling. And you know what? It's not baffling. I take that back. What it really does is it shows the true intention of the medical orthodoxy. And it's not about curing people. I'm sorry. There's a lot of great doctors out there. They become doctors for the right reasons. But once they become indoctrinated into the system, they have to abandon those right reasons. And we hear this from doctors who become frustrated that after they're doctors and they're straddled with all of this debt from school, that they have to do the things that they have to do just to get even and pay their bills. They can't say, hey, I'm not doing this. It's crazy, and walk away with $1 million worth of debt. And it's a terrible process.
In this, where you said doctors don't think critically, and that is right on the button. After doctors get out of med school and finish their training and get into their practice, the last thing they're going to do is anything outside of what every one of their colleagues does.
Right.
The group thought just freezes all independent thought.
Right.
And if you look in the medical literature, it is absolutely filled not only with things about vitamin C, but a wide variety of nutrients with a wide variety of clear, documented, positive effects on cancer and all other form of diseases. And you say, these aren't toxic either. Why don't they use them? Good question.
Right.
The best way for a significant scientific fact to completely die and never be used is to be published in a medical journal.
Yeah, that's funny. We're coming to the end of the interview. I want to also say to the audience that, and I've said this before, I pay for all my supplements. The supplements that I use from our sponsors become sponsors because I want their supplements personally. And I pay for all my supplements, and I take Lipo-C. And I take between 2 and 4 grams a day religiously every single day. I obviously take the glutathione and the ME, which is now changed their name because it just Live On Labs, and I apologize, but that's their B complex. And I believe strongly that, and a lot of people say, well, Carl, do you think that these things are helping? And I can't come out and say unabashedly, oh, absolutely, I can point to things, because it's like having homeowner's insurance, right? Did the homeowner's insurance provide a value if your house never catches fire? Of course not. But did it provide a value for those whose homes catch fire? Absolutely. So while I take my vitamin C religiously every single day, my Lipo-C, can I say to you, oh, yes, I'm more energized today than I was yesterday? Not necessarily, because if I stop taking it, that's when I notice the difference. And I have stopped taking it from time to time because I've gotten busy. And then I start taking it again, and all of a sudden I go, wow, you know, I feel better. I wonder if... And I have to believe it is. I think it's one of the best products on the market. It should be the foundation of anybody's supplement regimen. And that is the liposomal vitamin C produced by Live On Labs. It is the superior product with a superior delivery system. And I believe in it, and I take it every single day because of that. And I pay for mine, just like you pay for yours. So I just wanted to say, listen, Dr. Levy, I want to thank you for taking time to come on the show to talk about this. It's an important discussion, and I also appreciate you fighting the fight that you fight every single day, trying to get more clinicians to understand the power of these simple molecules that don't harm but just help.
Well, thank you very much for those comments, and I'm happy to come on anytime, Carl.
Okay, take care, Dr. Levy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best. Period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We have a great show tomorrow. Adele Moussa is coming on for Subversity. We're doing the DHEA show. A couple people emailed me over the past few months and said that in past shows with Dr. John Chrysler, we've talked around DHEA. We've talked more about pregnenolone and progesterone and just basically kind of touched on DHEA. But we did not do a show specifically about DHEA. And so Adele has picked up the gauntlet and prepared a show tomorrow. And we're going to cover everything you need to know about DHEA in a single hour. Then we're going to change it up. You've heard me talk over and over again about people who have had degenerated joints. And instead of going for a complete, radical joint replacement, they've turned to intra-articular growth hormone treatment. And the doctor who pioneered this process is going to be on the show tomorrow. And it's going to be a very, very exciting discussion because more people need to know about this. Before you go and have a knee replaced, you need to understand that there are other alternatives that are effective that will not be discussed with you with a traditional orthopedic surgeon. They will just want to cut in, change the facings of the joint, close it up, and you will have an artificial knee joint that will have to be replaced perhaps 10 years in the future, depending on how young you are when you get this done. There are other ways to help regrow the chondrocytes in the joint. Do not be misled, because doctors will tell you that's impossible, it's nonsense, it can't be done. Once it's worn out, it's worn out. We're going to be talking more about this tomorrow. So anybody you know who has joint issues, who thinks that they may need a joint replacement someday, you absolutely want to tune into the show tomorrow. I want to thank everybody for listening as usual, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.